From the bunker at the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Political veteran Yvette Harrell overcame a challenge from her two primary opponents to win the Republican primary for the Congressional District 2 seat Tuesday night. The unofficial totals show Harrell winning 44.8% of the vote, Claire Chase came in second at 31.6%, and Chris Mathis at 23.6% of the vote. I contacted both Harrell and Chase for post-election statements. Neither returned my phone calls. For Harrell, now it's a rematch against Social Torres Small for the Congressional District 2 seat. Small won that seat 2 years ago. In the Republican primary for the U.S. Senate seat soon to be vacated by the returning Tom Udall, it was Mark Ronchetti who won 56% of the vote compared to Elisa Martinez with 27% and Gavin Clarkson at 18%. In the Senate District 41 battle, it was David Gallegos taking on Greg Fulfer, and Gallegos unofficially won that race with 1,438 votes compared to Greg Fulfer's 895 votes. Since there was no Democratic primary running for that seat, Gallegos will become the District 41 senator. So, Senator-elect Gallegos, what do you believe was the key to winning this race?
I think what really changed is all along the campaign, we've had a lot of negative outcalls and lies and slander. I think we took the time to be able to show them not just the answer, but how to find it and where to find it. And I think we made a smarter constituent out of it. So I think that really helped us in the win tonight.
Fulfer was gracious in defeat.
You know, we gave it our best run, and we come up about 238 votes short. You know, I wish the best to David Gagas, and I know he'll represent them well.
Fulfer had been appointed to that District 41 seat 2 years ago and was running for the first time to gain that seat. Both men will return to Santa Fe on June the 18th for a special session called by the governor. Political newcomers Randall Pettigrew and Brian Snyder both ran for the District 61 seat, and it was Pettigrew gaining 1,182 votes compared to Snyder's 794 votes. Other political races of note in the Democratic primary for sheriff for Eddy County, Donald Cantrell ran unopposed. He will now face incumbent Sheriff Mark Cage, who ran unopposed in the Republican primary. Both will face off in the general election in November. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.